Radio Prague News.
Prosecutors from Uzki nad Labem have transferred the case against former governor David Rath to the region of central Bohemia. Patients awaiting surgery at Czech hospitals can now opt for specialists of their choice. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has presented 12 people with the Gratias Agate Award. Prosecutors from Uzki nad Labem transferred the case against former governor David Rath, remanded in custody over suspected corruption, to the region of central Bohemia on Friday. It is there, in the town of Rudna, that Mr. Rath is suspected of having accepted a bribe related to a corrupt tender and the planned renovation of Bushkihrad Castle. News website TDN reports that supervision of the case has been taken over by Petr Jirat, an expert in economic corruption at the prosecutor's office. The Social Democrat MP and former governor David Rath was arrested in mid-May with 7 million crowns on his person. Eight others were also charged in the case. Police wiretaps, a small part of which were published by the press on Friday, showed Mr. Rath and a colleague expressing glee over illicit funds. Patients awaiting surgery or other care in Czech hospitals will be able to opt for surgeons or specialists of their choice by paying a fee between 5 and 15,000 crowns as of Friday. Facilities, however, will still have to provide top-quality services, even for those who opt out. In Prague, the Royal Vinohrady Teaching Hospital is one of the facilities providing the service, but not all facilities will. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg on Friday presented 12 laureates with the Gratias Agate Award for promoting the good name of the Czech Republic abroad. Among those awarded this year are former figure skating champion Aya Vrzáňová, UK-based architect Eva Jiřičná, and composer Antonín Tučapský. Three foreign nationals were also recognizing, among them Nazmi Akiman of Turkey, a former diplomat who is now the chairman of the Czech-Turkish Business Council. Traffic and public transport at Prague's Letná will see restrictions beginning on Saturday as major road, tram line and sidewalk repairs get underway. Letná Tunnel will be closed to motorists for a number of weeks. The extensive renovation project as a whole will continue through the summer holidays. Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, has been sent a ceremonial pen to replace one infamously pocketed by the Czech head of state last year. Video of President Václav Klaus and the curious manner in which he took the pen while Mr. Piñera was speaking in Chile last year went viral on the internet. The sending of the replacement pen was Euro MP Edvard Kosuchnik's idea, a humorous gesture by the member of the Civic Democratic Party originally founded by Mr. Klaus. The Czech news agency reported that the new pen manufactured in the Czech Republic cost 12,000 crowns. More than 1,250 churches and other ecclesiastical buildings are open to the public on Friday night as part of the annual Church Night. Organizers say the aim is to bring people closer to Christianity through interviews, music, art, and a nighttime experience. In Prague alone, 222 churches will be taking part in the event. Organizers on Friday also marked International Children's Day, with events beginning at 12 noon. In sport, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych survived a tough five-setter on Friday against South Africa's Kurt Anderson at Roland Garros. The seventh seed won the opening set but lost the next two before fighting his way back into the match. Berdych won the deciding set 6-4. Anderson was seeded 31st in the tournament. The second-round win means that Berdych will face either Juan Martín del Potro of Argentina or Croatia's Marin Cilic next. Finally, a quick look at the weather. Partly clear skies are expected on Saturday, with daytime temperatures reaching highs of just 16 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Velliger, and that's the end of the news.